Paris Ben on the track. All right, so
Paris Ben on the track.
Now it's 4 o'clock. All right, this is Couch Radio, and you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What about I was like, we'll meet you there. We'll see you there.
We were just trying to catch you on the way.
Where were you?
We were on campus.
Oh, they like waited there for a little bit.
Then pull us to Dwick. We were sitting there. And we're like,
oh, you went to Dwick?
Like, went right outside Dwick. Like,
that's a misunderstanding.
We're trying to meet up with you guys.
We were standing outside Dwick as I called you, and then we just walked by the campus center probably within 30 seconds, and then you guys went inside or something, right?
That's so funny. We probably, like, just as we left, they probably, like, exited
campus center.
Yeah, we did.
If they went around the other way and we just...
That's so funny.
We went around.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
We just missed each other right there.
We, like, went up the stairs just as they, like, crossed the building, went down. Wow. All right, so that first song was Whiplash from the movie Whiplash. You guys missed it. It was a little bit of jazz.
Hey, we talked about Whiplash yesterday with Liam.
Okay, so, what is it? Oh, this is Couch Radio. I'm Shy. We got, to my left, we have...
Ryan.
No,
Ryan.
To your left, actually.
Oh, no, like, okay, clockwise, across from me, we have Ryan, and then also across from me, we have...
Ben.
Ben is not a core member, but he's a very level, like... What
Ben's
is it?
A core
Ben's
member
a guest.
Of the couch, though. I feel like
Ben's a core member of the couch.
He just didn't do the.
He just didn't sign up for the radio.
At this point, though, is like two.
No, he's probably our.
I'm consistent now.
He's a consistent guest. He's a weekly guest, I'd say. And then we have.
All right, Liam.
Yes, it's me. I'm
Liam.
Okay, cool.
All right. Okay. Okay. Fine.
Play some music.
Yeah, you want to play some music?
Let's play.
No, I know. I know what we're playing.
Play something by.
I know we're playing.
Play something by Whitney.
Some time on the road. working on the city train to spend some time on the road.
Wait, what's how can my mom watch a radio?
That was
I'll text you
Whitney. That was No Woman by Whitney. That's a really good question. We have a song for Wow.
Well, I want to point out right now the clouds are just like picturesque, like Ghibli-esque. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. All right, this next song is for Paris Ben.
On the track.
On
Thank
the track.
You.
Here All you right. go, Paris Ben.
Ben, type in your number.
Rest in peace to all the kids that lost their lives in the Parkland shooting. The song is dedicated to you.
Okay, she keep calling every single night. Then I don't mind pushing the cue to ride. I'm lost to the God of me. What you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired of the fucking hate. Stacking cheese all on my plate. So outside my business.
Focused on the smell of all the burnt out cigarettes. My thoughts play on repeat. Only comfort that I keep, cause in a moment I will be something you forget. Hopeless, hopelessly romantic. You got me stranded. Tell me, was I ever something that you could regret? I know I wasn't the one for you, but at least I tried my best. Surrounded by questions like, why'd you two part ways? But if my memory's right, you're the one that left. I'll be hopeless, hopelessly romantic. You got me stranded. Higher, but I times expire. I'm giving you the match. Set our love on fire. Hopeless, hopelessly, hopelessly romantic. You got me. Something that you could regret. I know I wasn't the one for you, but at least I tried my best. Surrounded by questions like why do two part ways? But if my memory's right, you're the one that left. I'll be hopeless, hopelessly, hopelessly romantic. You got me, you got me stranded. I'm blow, yeah, I'm blow.
That was Hopeless by Khalid.
It looks exactly like the dog. That's
crazy. Hey guys, my mom's listening. Can we all say hi to Maria?
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Miss Paris, Ben.
We're gonna play.
Bonjour.
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 No, it's bon dia, Portuguese.
Bonjour.
Bon dia.
Bon dia.
Yeah.
What song you want?
Dolly Parton. Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton?
She's an icon. Don't be roasting her.
She's a Hannah Montana, bro.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
That was for Ben's mom.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to us. Where's she listening from?
London.
From London?
Yeah.
International.
Wait, what time is it there? 7 hours ahead, right? It's like
5 hours.
Now
five
it's
hours
5 hours ahead.
Israel.
Yeah, so
Israel.
I'm gonna play
this for. All
right. It's 9 p.m.
This is
there.
For Mr. Minter.
It's a gray sunset.
Just because.
That was for Mr. Minter.
Yeah.
I think the message of the song was to fight the power.
Fight the power. Is that B?
Fight the power.
Fight the power.
My essay's due in 40 minutes.
You can do it. You can do it.
No. Oh my god.
Oh wait, we gotta do a.
Oh, PSA.
PSA. I've been planning one. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or for small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, you don't want to get Manchester by the seed. I will continue and use my space heater.
Ryan, we could hear your snacking the whole time. Do you know that?
Yo, you hear it on...
It's ASMR. ASMR.
ASMR.
All
right. Who wants to hear me drink water? No, I'm kidding.
My gorp.
I want some water. All right. Just you ready to play next song?
Run it. This is for mom.
This is for Ryan's mom.
We need a song right, for Putty.
Putty's got a song.
Putty's gonna
get
a song.
She texted me, but that's
coming. Hi, Putty.
Up.
Okay. Putty's a great listener. I want to shout out.
Yes. Yeah, actually though, one of our most dedicated fans.
I don't know anyone else who's woken up for the show at 2 a.m. Everyone else either just calls it a night or they're still awake.
They're still awake
and they're listening to music anyway. So it's like may as well just put on.
She set an alarm with Andre. Woke up. Pulled up.
Also, shout out to the fact that Putty's friends with someone a lot younger than her. It's very cool to have someone who's very big age difference that you interact with. I don't have anyone other than my family that I interact with, like, the big age difference.
That's just the type of person Putty is, though.
Like, that's the type of person I want to be.
Well, you're on your way.
Putty's a role model.
Liam's going to pull up till tomorrow with, like, a third grader and be like, hey, guys, it's my new friend.
Whoa. Jackson has his big brother. I just like become friends with him, but it's
true. Like, you want to hang?
We have a play date.
Like, Jackson has big brother?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
How old is he?
Like a third grader. He said last week that he was like.
Oh, he was talking to us about it today.
He said last week that he was like talking with the kid and like saying goodbye to him, and the kid like mid sentence just like walked away, and like that's how they ended their. he left him behind.
I do believe Jackson, but there's a strong possibility that. Jackson also left him in conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like Jackson
got,
was, yeah, off like Jackson. Jackson's always been like, all right, so then just left. Like that's happened multiple times.
Doesn't happen to all of us though.
Oh, my mom said Putty is getting the shout out. Word.
Now your mom's getting the shout out.
Shout out, mom.
Miss Minter. No.
Well, that's just the technical.
Yeah. Kathy.
Catherine with a C. It's Irish.
Yeah, right.
Are we ready to play a song?
Yes. Just run the song for my mom.
Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
I have.
Let's do it.
That's coming up next.
It's not a story that I would tell.
Here's a great song. This is a throwback song, I'd say. This is 100% a throwback song. Here it is. Ready?
That's funny. Lost under the surface, don't know what you're.
And we back.
And we back. And we back. All right. Who's listening, Ryan? Kara's listening.
Kara.
Can we announce the songs we played?
Yeah, that was.
Have we been logging?
Yeah, I have been logging.
So announce
kind
all
of. Yeah.
Played. Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
We started with. What did we start with?
We started with Whiplash, and then we went to Whitney, and now we went to Hopeless by Khalid, and then we went to Jolene, and then we went to Fight the Power, and then we went to
Numb
by Linkin Park. Wait, let me just.
Did you remember Alone Part 3 by X?
Oh, Alone Part 3. When did we play that? When was that? Oh,
I think it was after Whiplash.
Was that? No, after.
We did play Alone Part 3.
We did.
Then we played the other note. We played Hope.
Oh, no, it went Whitney and then Alone Part 3 and then Hope.
We didn't play Whitney.
We played No Woman by Whitney.
Oh, is that what?
That's where you walked
when
into.
When I walked in.
All right, so this song is for Kara. It is Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. A great song. All right, here it is.
Never been, but all the things that you've seen.
next, we have a song requested by Putty. Putty?
Putty.
And it is MTA by the Kingston Trio. So now, I want to tell you guys a story about a man named... No, I'm kidding. You'll hear that, though. A story about what the song actually relevance in Boston. This song is called MTA, which means Massachusetts Transit Authority. And in like the 50s, I guess, the prices went up for how much it costs to go on the train. And this song is kind of...
Kingston Trio wasn't having it.
Kingston Trio was not happy about it. So they wrote the song. And since then, the cards that we use, like we call it the T now, and the cards that we use to like pay for the T and et cetera, like it loads money, is called a Charlie card. You will hear why. Is inspired by this song.
Wait, really?
Now play the song.
That's really cool. I'm in the big seat today, so I can decide when to play the song.
Well, we'll run it.
Now.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like
Bobby. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey to Charlie.
That was MTA by the Kingston Trio, straight out of Boston. Kendall Square's nearby. Jamaica Plain's a little bit farther from here. Both, though, real places.
Oh, speaking of MTA.
Speaking of MTA.
Can't afford it.
No, that's the Amtrak.
That's the Amtrak?
That's the Amtrak, yeah.
What happened with the Amtrak?
It just passed by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're building a stop
to...
Wait, is that an Amtrak stop, or is it
no,
a...
No, this is going to be a T-stop.
No, the green line.
The train just passes the Amtrak that goes right to North Station. That's the down east.
I'm on the green line.
How far can you... Wait, how far is that from here?
This line, though. What do you mean, how far is that?
The closest Amtrak stop.
Oh, Jackson's on Red Line.
The closest Amtrak is, like, is in Boston. Yeah, it's North Station. There's two. There's North Station and South Station. South Station goes down, and North Station goes up.
Okay.
Yeah. And North Station goes all the way to Brunswick, and South Station it goes all the way to D.C., I think.
It goes farther than that, bro.
Really think so?
It goes all the way to, like, Atlanta.
Really?
I may be wrong, but I think it goes past...
What do you like better, South or North Station?
Back Bay Station.
Nah, get out of here.
Wait, I like North Station. No, I like North Station.
It's literally under the Celtics arena.
Yeah, but it kind of sucks.
Oh, is that the bus?
North Station, yeah.
When we got off.
Oh, you want to be crazy? I was in New York and I was at the bus station. They just had it like closed off and every single bus was out of there and it like looked like a freaking crime scene. Like there was an actual crime scene in there and no one talked about it. Like I didn't hear anything on
the news. Where was this?
In New York. Like at the big bus station in New York. What?
Yeah.
And like
Port Authority?
The next morning it was just running like normal and we couldn't even find anything about it on the news. Like
I mean there's so much crime happening in New York. Like, I mean we saw a dude on crack break a taxi, like and that was nothing. That's like your regular Tuesday night in New York. Oh, we're not allowed to?
Can't talk about crack. What did I say?
You just said it again, you doof.
My apologies.
We were just telling a story.
That was funny. It was a funny story.
Alright, what song you want?
Sunshine by Atmosphere.
Huh?
It's a great song.
Does it have
swears?
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Here it is.
Bad words.
Ain't no way to explain or say how painful the hangover was today. In front of the toilet, hands and knees, trying to breathe in between the dry heaves. My baby made me some coffee, afraid that if I drink some, it's probably coming right back out me. Couple of Advil, relax and chill, at a standstill with how bad I feel. I think I need to smell fresh air, so I stepped out the back door and fell down the stairs. The sunlight hit me dead in the eye, like it's mad that I gave half the day to last night. My bad sight made me trip on my ass right into that patch of grass, like that's life. All of a sudden, I realized something. The weather is amazing, even the birds are bumping. Stood up and took a look and a breath, and there's that bike that I forgot that I possessed. Never really seen exercises friendly, but I think something's telling me to ride that 10-speed. The brakes are broken, it's alright. The tires got air and the chain seems tight. Hopped on, it felt the summertime. It reminds me of one of them Moosob lines. Like sunshine, sunshine is fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Sunshine, sunshine is fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it. If I could, I would keep this feeling in a plastic jar. Bust it out whenever someone's acting hard. Settle down, barbecue in the backyard. The kids get treats and old folks get classic cars. Every day that gets to pass is a success. And every woman looks better in a sundress. The sun shines, an excuse to shoot hoops. Get juice, show and prove them moves and let loose. I hear voices, I see smiles to match them. Good times and you can feel it in the fashion. Even though the heat cooks up the action, the streets still got butterflies, enough kids to catch them. Riding my bike around these lakes, man, feeling like I finally figured out my escape plan. Take it all in, the day started off all wrong, but somehow now that hangover is all gone. Ain't nothing like the sound of the leaves when the breeze penetrates these south side trees. Leaning up against one, watching the vibe, forgetting all about the stress, thanking God I'm alive. It's so simple, I had to keep the song simple. And when I get home, I'm gonna open all the windows. Feeling alright, stopped at a stop sign, a car pulled up, bumping Fresh Prince of Summertime. Summer, summer, sign. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Sunshine, sunshine is fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine.
it shine. Won't let it.
Thank you, Putty, for clarifying. The Amtrak goes all the way, the South Amtrak goes all the way to DC, and then apparently have to take another train.
But like, what is the other train?
Probably the other train's another Amtrak.
Of the Amtrak. Extension of that. So
You gotta take three trains to go from like.
It's the capital of the country. You can go anywhere.
Dude, some people be living in the Amtrak, because I took it when I went like college touring, and I think I went from New York down to DC, and I sat down to this dude, which I think took like, he was in there for like 15 hours.
That's not living.
That's not living. That's just, that's living for 15 hours. All right.
Misinterpreted.
No, yeah, I agree. Okay. I thought you were talking about like the homeless issues of like people living in the Amtrak station.
No, I'm saying like some of the travels are like so long.
Yeah, they're
like,
a long time.
Think about people are posting in the
Amtrak. You're from Europe. In Europe, all they do is people just like hop on trains.
Yeah, I thought you take like...
That's like a thing that everyone does. It's just like hop on trains and like motel to motel or whatever, hostel to hostel.
Wait,
what
no.
Do you mean?
Wait, what?
You ever heard of trips like this?
Yes, of course, but that's when Americans, like, that's when American, like, high schoolers take trips to, like, Europe, and they're like, okay, we're gonna go live in hostels. Like, not everyone in Europe lives in hostels.
No,
like,
no, I obviously know that, but I'm saying, like, that's like living on a train. Like, these people, like, live on, like...
Who's these people? These
Amtrak
people,
is too expensive. People, no one lives there.
Yeah,
Amtrak,
Amtrak
is
more expensive than rent.
Like, it's crazy how... Yeah, Amtrak's so expensive.
I was surprised to hear a European be, like, a 15-hour... 15-hour, like,
no, okay, no, but it'd be like you take stops. You make a lot of stops in different cool cities, because in Europe, when you're like traveling in a train, there's like so many cool cities you can just spend one or two nights in, and then like you're out the next day, like, which is really cool. Like, that's why some people, like, especially for
America, there's many cool cities. Yeah, what are you saying?
I love. No, I'm not disrespecting anything.
East Coast has got a great.
East Coast is a lot. It's like a
East Coast hits. California,
California,
depends on your opinions.
California hits.
Depends on your opinion.
But like,
besides that though, ain't nothing in between.
Yeah, no, dude, I hate to tell you.
Chicago.
And my house seems listening. Rip
well,
Colorado.
At least she's in fuck.
Rip Colorado.
at least she's in
frickin'
Colorado.
Alright, so.
You could live in like Iowa. Like, that would just suck.
Let's do. This is a great song. This is super. Position.
These opinions do not reflect the opinions of the radio show.
Yeah, this is or Tufts.
Cancel Iowa.
Here it is. Here it is. All right, you saw it.
Psychic vision.
That was Superposition by Young the Giant.
What was that?
His first school project. He boxes it. Look at the end though. I actually do a really good like it looks like he actually like hits him perfectly.
Yeah, the overhand right.
Yeah. Well, bro.
Well, none of you guys are gonna see that video, so ha.
We're terrible radio hosts showing videos that no one can see.
Yeah, well, text us if you want to see a video. Send it to you. Please don't. It's really not that.
Yeah, it was, yeah, it was, yeah. It was not that.
Oh my God, what's wrong with the Wi-Fi at Tufts? That's a really good question.
Tufts Secure.
Tufts has been cutting.
Tufts Secure is in Tufts my room.
I use Tufts Guest.
Tufts Secure, like, is it good?
Or you know, no, Tufts Guest works better. Tufts Guest is better, more consistent.
I don't know my password to, like, everything.
It's your username.
Do you use the Outlook account? Like, the Outlook email account? Or no?
What is that even?
Do you, it's like, your
he
email
does
account.
Not, he does not.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I can't get into that. I haven't been able to get into that since the first day.
Oh, no, there's a reason for it.
I know. Is there stuff in there that I need?
Yeah.
No, wait, did you transfer your... No.
Yeah, it gets forwarded to my normal.
No, it gets forwarded, then there's nothing you're missing.
Let's go, let's go. We love that.
No, but there's a... It's because it's weird. You have to put not your email address, like your username at tufts.edu. It's not like... Cause
well, it's like...
Technically, your email address would be like shy.whateveryourlastname.is@tufts.edu.
The username, it's like...
But you have to use your username.
Mine's like R-M-I-N-T-E-O-1. It's like weird.
Yeah, mine is B. Perry.
B. Perry. Okay, so there's
B. Perry on the track.
There's actually like something funny about that. There's a girl who went to my high school. She goes to Tufts, and her full name is Ava Nussblatt. And in high school, her email was Anusblatt, like Anusblatt@pds.org.
We should play the music.
Really funny.
I don't know. Okay. I actually don't know.
Well, there you go. That was the story.
You got a song? Good.
Hey, what up, baby? You think you're so cool, huh? You think you're so tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone with such a small truck. Oh, look at those arms. Your arms look so cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. I could roast you. And then you'd love it. You'd text me, I love you. And then I'd ghost you. I'm trying to get it right. Said it all before, I'm starting once again. I'm better off alone.
All right, here we're back. That was I don't even know what that was. That was Ryan's song. I don't even know.
Questionable.
That was a very, that was did not hit.
Questionable.
Well, also, it's a clean version.
I want to shout out.
I really don't think that the explicit words were the defining factor whether it was a good song or a bad song.
I mean, if we just objectively don't have the same
taste. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
Like, we just
I wish you would acknowledge that when we're playing our quote trash.
Thank you.
But I don't go like you. When you guys you. Like you played some songs today where I'm like, oh my god, this is so bad. But I'm not. But I'm
what,
not.
What song?
Like half of them.
Half of
actually,
them.
Most of the songs I've played that. Today, so it hasn't been bad.
Yeah, most. Of, yeah.
Last time, the last radio show this weekend, I was just like, oh my god.
what songs do you not like? Objectively good songs.
Nah, like
the girls played out.
Objectivity does not exist.
Objectivity does not exist.
Objectivity. No, I'm objectively.
I mean, it does.
Dirty Blonde.
but like you could be.
No, like that's not true.
Nah.
There was a big argument in my Star Wars class over if I was strawberry blonde or not. One girl thought strawberry blonde, and she was so sad.
So you're not objectively.
Oh, and she.
If some
and
no, some people question it.
Who is looking at this and saying strawberry blonde?
I mean, she did. She did.
The beard.
Beard's a bit ginge.
Also, I want to shout out Ryan's barber. I'll be hitting her up eventually because she gave him a good haircut. So for Ryan's family.
Wait, was it a barber?
Maria, yeah, nice one. Maria.
Yeah, Ryan's parents are listening. Ryan got a haircut.
I already told my. And I told my good. Dad. I don't know.
He shaved everything off.
No, it just looks good. Like, yeah. I liked it before, but I like it. I don't know. I was really just surprised how long.
I have no hair.
Yeah, so Liam was in shock when he saw Ryan yesterday. He was like. Your
I wish
hair.
Ben his hair. Ben with long hair.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So
Ben with long hair.
Swaggy.
Yo, imagine Ben just like.
I don't like
hair.
My hair going much longer than.
Your hair is so like thick. It's like mine, kind of, but even worse.
Yeah. No. My hair is like.
If your hair was long, not only would you not have a tough strout, you'd be like, all right, like I
tough strout.
You need to be like, nah, like everyone's back off. Like,
back off.
Like,
get out of my
room.
Some
space.
Like, there's gonna be people like hiding in your room.
I understand that there's a line.
People are waiting in the comments. People will be waiting in the comments.
Yeah, people are gonna be waiting. Yeah, you're gonna start handing out tickets. Gonna start handing out tickets. Set up appointments online.
All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
So the moment I speak, talk for another minute and then just chat it out and get out of here.
Bro, I'm playing a song. All right, this is it's like I don't know. It's an old song. They run.
Oh, can we do ASMR real quick?
What?
Can we do ASMR? Let me do it.
You want to do the typing?
No, hold up.
Oh.
All right. Well. Oh God. All right, that's it. I'm turning it off.
This has been tough.
This is WMFO Freeform Radio. You're listening to Couch Radio, Tufts Freeform Radio, Freeform Radio 91.5. All right, have a great time, everyone. Great rest of your day. This is Chris Brown, forever.
Gazing your eyes got me saying, what a beautiful lady, going bent to me.
You're making me sick to my stomach, testing my faith to its peak. But it took me a while to believe it. It was down in a space I can't reach. But I can't excuse this anymore. This feeling inside of me, your peripheral focus keeps failing to notice. I'm tearing apart at the seams.